Today's August 23rd, year 2009, and it's the 12th Sunday after Pentecost.
Today my daily Bible reading was Zechariah chapter 8. I'll make one little minor point too right in the beginning here though. I think it's in this one. Look what he says about what the city of Jerusalem is called. He goes, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am returned to Zion, and I will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth." We're in another city of truth. Truth or consequences. This is where Jerusalem is today, right here. That's where the real Jerusalem is. The true Catholic Church is right here with us. Anyway, the Jews already were exiled for 70 years. They were cursed by God. They were punished by God. They were sent into exile for 70 years under the Babylonian captivity. Then the Persians came over and took over the Babylonians and then freed the Jews. Because they've done their time. They've done their penance. 70 years of it. And then it was now time to come back and rebuild the temple. And then God was now favoring them. And he was looking upon them and was blessing them and wanted them to rebuild the temple. But they were timid. They were afraid. They were scared. They needed to be strengthened by the prophets to continue on with the work. But here's what he says in here in the verse that I'm looking for. He says, you're going to rebuild the city. And he says, this is nice too. He says, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall be yet old men and old women who dwell in the streets of Jerusalem." Before, a lot of them were killed, they died in exile. "And every man with a staff in his hand through the multitude of days, and in the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof." As our Lord says, I'm now going to bless you. You're going to dwell in peace and security. You're going to have Jerusalem again in your possession. This is important too, because now a lot of times too, what people are saying today, all these Grunerites, these peaceniks, you know, that are looking for peace as the world knows it, not peace as God gives it. He's only concerned about worldly peace, so the world doesn't get blown up by an atomic bomb, or they don't come and blow your cities up. He doesn't talk about salvation of souls at all. And they want to have restoration in Catholic Europe. How could there be such a thing? You guys haven't even been punished yet, like the Jews have been punished. They are really being punished if you look at so-called Catholic Europe. It's no longer Catholic. It's completely paganized. And it's been paganized. This has been going on for years. How do you expect God to give you a restoration when you weren't even yet exiled and punished? That's why I tell the people there is no restoration to Catholic Europe. It's going to be totally lock, stock, and barrel in the hands of the Antichrist. And he's going to punish Catholic Europe with such severity, it'll never rise again. Never. Only after the second coming, when Jesus comes and recreates the new earth, will everything then be put back in order. They're done for. Here the Jews had to go through 70 years of hard exile. They had to witness the destruction, everything holy that they knew. And we're living in exile. This is what's going to happen to Catholic Europe. It's going to be totally, all the churches, Rome, everything is going to be burned, leveled down to the ground. That's like somebody who's in the midst of fornicating. He's in a whorehouse, whoring all around, says, I want restoration. I want God to bless me. I want God to restore me in the midst of your whoredoms. With false religions and false gods. You want restoration in the midst of fornicating with harlots in a whorehouse? No, you need to first be punished, exiled, for there to be any hope of you even returning to God. Anyway, what the prophet is saying in here, Zechariah, he's talking to the Jews about how God had them under the curse. And listen to what he says in chapter Zechariah 8:13. "And it shall come to pass that as you were a curse among the Gentiles, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you. You shall be a blessing. Fear not." He says, you are a curse. Not only were you cursed, is God saying. Moses said that in Deuteronomy chapter 26. A curse, if you obey not the laws of the Lord your God, shall come upon you. And you will go into exile and captivity and death. Your children shall be killed. They shall be taken into exile as slaves. So he's saying not only were they cursed, they were a curse wherever they went. They were worse than the Babylonians. They were a curse. Whatever people had the Jews back then under their control, the Jews were a curse to them because they were cursed by God. This is the Catholic dogma that says wherever the Jews went throughout Catholic Europe, they were a curse to whatever nation they went. God said, a curse to you and a curse to wherever you go. You will be a curse. You will be a sign that you're cursed by God. And God's chosen people, when they're under a curse, it's the worst curse of all. And it redounds to wherever they go. They carry it with them. They carry it wherever they go, this curse. That's why all the Catholic Church would always keep them in ghettos. Cast them out. Keep them under strict guard. Don't let them do whatever they want, or they're going to infect you with their own curse. They're carrying a curse upon them. Prophet Zechariah says, as you were a curse among the Gentiles, because God cursed you evil Jews. Now because you did penance for 70 years and you finally confessed all your sins, I will now bless you and lift your curse. Here's another example that refutes Nostra Aetate, paragraph 4, that says no Jew should ever be looked upon as if they were under a curse by God. When in fact, almost every Jew, or even every Gentile, when all said and done, is going to end up in hell. Yes, most of your Jews were evil. And these particular Jews were being spoke of not only being under a curse, but being a curse to wherever they go, a plague. And the same applies to nominal Catholics, wherever they are. Look at the pedophilia crimes these so-called Catholic priests are committing. They're not Catholic. They're apostates and they're heretics who think they're Catholic, but they're not. They're a scourge to the United States even. Bad as pagans are, these nominal Catholics are committing even worse sins. I've had Protestants tell me that the biggest obstacle for their conversion into the Catholic Church was the example of looking at so-called Catholic kids. They lived worse than pagans. I'm one of them. I lived like that pagan. I was that pagan. I lived amongst them. I went to school with them. I tell you things that these so-called Catholics did in the Catholic university and all these schools, and will have your head spin. They're pigs. They're filthy. They're fornicators. They're idolaters. They're every kind of evil thing you can think of. And we were a curse. I was cursed. Catholics are, these so-called Catholics are still a curse. And they're a curse to whatever country they're in. Because God's got a double curse on them because they should have known better. I would tell even these Protestants and everybody else, you want to have your country to even run a little bit better, kick out these nominal Catholics. They're the worst. Because they're under a curse from God. We're just like the Jews when they went bad. Do Catholics think they're going to escape it? Didn't St. Paul say in Romans chapter 11? That do not be high-minded, you Gentiles, and think just because now God is blessing you, that you're blessed just because of your race, no, it's because of your faith in God. But if you rebel against the new covenant and the true God, the Holy Trinity, and turn away from his commandments, I will curse you as I cursed the Jews. And he prophesied it would happen, and that most Gentiles would fall away. And then this is when he will then turn back to the Jews and start converting them again. We have no reason to be high-minded. When you look at the Jew and I say he's cursed, yes, he is cursed. And he's a reprobate. He's under a double curse. But that doesn't make bad Catholics any better. They're cursed too. It's not a racial thing. And it's not a thing where you're saying it because you hate the Jew. You still love him because he's alive and you want him to be saved. But it's just, you're stating a hardcore fact. That when people sin against God, he'll curse them. It don't matter if it's his chosen people or not. God is the respecter of no persons. You start going around and saying that I'm God's chosen person, I got a free ticket to sin, then what kind of God is this? This is a saint. That's not the true God. My point is, here we find out that this whole these Jews were under a curse and scourge for these 70 years from Zechariah 8:13.
This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.